Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 330, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Thou who didst make and fashion me, O make me wise thy law to learn. Then they that fear thee shall be glad when they my hope in God discern. And what follows, Psalter 330, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Mark 2, the verses 1 through 12. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Mark 2, the first 12 verses. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, and not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay, When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, and take up thy bed and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Judith Overeem, who was still in the hospital and hopes to return to Bethesda in this day. And also when she hopes to commemorate her 89th birthday on Wednesday. And on Saturday, Mr. Jacob Rexa hopes to commemorate his 85th birthday. And Elder Case and Mrs. Wilma Oscom hope to commemorate their 40th wedding anniversary. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Merciful and gracious God of the heavens and of the earth, when it is pleased thee to grant unto us and our children at the fourth Lord's Day of this newly begun year, and where thou wast graciously watched over us and our children, where thou wast cared, where thou wast provided, and where thou hast protected, then thou wast being a wonder-doing God, where thou wast upheld this sinful world until this very moment, and where thou wast not dealt according to our manifold sins. May we have an impression thereof by the first time and by renewal, where by renewal we have heard thy holy law, and then each and every one must say that we are very guilty, but, Lord, we can know it with our minds, but it is so necessary that we may experience that godly sorrow with a prayer unto thee, the living God, for thy great and for thy abundant mercy. Oh, then surely the least wonder is not that we are still on this side of that great and all-decisive eternity. Then thou hast yet made a difference where there is no difference, where in the past week we have stood with the mourning family on the cemetery around an open grave. Lord, they were called upon to bury their dear husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, for him it had become eternity. Wilt thou uphold and remember that widow and that mourning family, with all the mourning ones amongst us in our Lord. May there also be more a mourning concerning our great and manifold sins. To that end, in this dark and evil time, where the Satan has but a short time, and where there is much hardness of heart, that it may please thee to bless thy holy word in this morning hour and on this Sabbath day. Lord, come then down with thy spirit and with thy power, and that matters may take place in this morning hour, that may have value for the time, and that shall endure for that never-ending eternity. Oh, to that end, do convert the unconverted. The time is but short, and thou granteth this precious time of grace, that by thy Spirit we may be given to seek and to find thee. Wilt thou convert our little boys and our little girls? Wilt thou convert our young people, convert the middle-aged, and convert the elderly ones? Ah, Lord, it is a blessing that is so needful. It is a blessing so blessed and profitable for the time, and that is a blessing for that never-ending eternity. May it then please thee that there may be many amongst us in this morning that may truly learn what it is to be unconverted, and cry unto thee, the living God, where there is such a great and an abundant mercy provided for poor and needy sinners, Lord. Wilt thou remember thy children? May they be given to see more clearly, to believe more fervently, to hope more steadily, to walk and obey more cheerfully, with a single eye upon thy glory and upon thy honor, to be administered out of thy fullness, the work of a triune God, and to receive grace for grace, and to be given to rejoice in thee, and to be given to rejoice in thy works. To that end, wilt thou remember all those that are called upon to labor in thy vineyard. Remember thy servants, elders, and deacons. Bless thy word among Jew and Gentile. Wilt thou also remember and help the students in this day, when they may speak an edifying word in the midst of the congregations, and may their numbers be added to. Lord, thou knowest the many difficulties in the midst of thy church, and where thy judgments are heavy upon the earth and upon thy church, and where Satan also uses those judgments to his advantage. And to that end, how necessary it is that the prayers may be multiplied for a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit upon us and our children. Thou also knowest the difficulties with the closed borders concerning the gatherings of the church. Thou wast also the hearts of those in high authority. They are all in thy hand, and thou could incline their hearts that a way may be made where there is no way. Lord, remember the special needs in the midst of the congregation. We remember her who was still in the hospital, was admitted. Thou wast given some improvement And the physicians have indicated yesterday that perhaps in this day that she may return to Bethesda. Ah, Lord, do remember her as a widow. And when thou spares her, then she hopes to commemorate her birthday in this week, the first birthday as a widow. Wilt thou then remember all the afflicted ones? Wilt thou surround them with thy care and with thy compassion? When there are those ill at home, wilt thou grant healing? Wilt thou remember our brother Deacon, who continues to struggle with his back difficulties? Lord, wilt thou remember all our elderly ones in the Bethesda, those that may still go in and out? Remember them in the evening of their life, and above all things, oh, do grant that one thing needful, where they have come to the evening of their life, and eternity is at hand. And then thou wast said in thy holy word, when I see the blood, then I will pass over you. But, O Lord, how terrible it shall be to have to appear before our Maker without that precious blood. We now humbly ask thee for thy help. O grant the leading of thy Spirit, and open thy precious testimony. Wilt thou open all of our hearts to be receptive to the things of the Lord? Oh, through our deep fallen Adam we have ruined, and we have closed everything. But now thy wonderful works, that thou art still gathering a church, and thou wast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. But, ah, Lord, thou holdest thy hand so still, and that is all our own guilt. And may guilt truly become guilt, that we have become so like unto the world, and that the Spirit is grieved. Oh, wilt thou have mercy upon us and our children? Wilt thou remember the listeners? Wilt thou grant listening ears and hearts to perceive? Wilt thou bind the devil, take away everything that could be a hindrance? And Lord, by renewal we have to confess forfeited, undeserved, and sinned away. Ah, may there have come up a few souls that have come in such a condition to thy house. Oh, that they had to confess that we have no rights, all sinned away. But, that have yet begged a little to be given to beg of thee for even a crumb from the Master's table. Oh, a smile from heaven, a word dropped into their soul. Oh, that humbleness and brokenness of heart, but also to be led further and to hear of the wonderful things of the Lord. Ah, that there is pardoning for the chiefest of sinners, even for me. Lord, may then the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 210, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. To God will I direct my prayer, and he will make my needs his care. I trust him still, though in my grief, and no answer yet has brought relief. With hands stretched out through all the night, uncomforted I sought for light. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the church periodicals. 210, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. Thank you. with the help of the Lord in this morning hour, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture which we have read together, namely Mark 2, the first 12 verses, and we shall read the verses 3 and 4. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Our text words speak of the paralytic man brought to Jesus. Three thoughts. First, the man's deplorable condition. Secondly, the four friends' kindness. And thirdly, Jesus' twofold healing. The paralytic man brought to Jesus. The man's deplorable condition, the four friends' kindness, and Jesus' twofold healing. Thus first, the man's deplorable condition. Beloved congregation, our text words place us at the beginning of the public ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, and where he has made Capernaum his home, a word is even called his own city. And then in the first verse, then we already read remarkable words. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days. Perhaps a few souls that are given to experience what it is to be a Capernaum. Because we read that many mighty works have been done in that city. But in that city, there was also much unbelief. But now by renewal, then Jesus has returned. And when the Lord works by his Holy Spirit, then we are given to experience what it is to be a Capernaum. So many blessings and so many privileges, and yet so much sin and so much unbelief. Oh, when the Lord works, then those words which we read in Matthew 11, where Christ has upbraided the city, where he has done so many wonderful works, and where it is declared that the Capernaum that has been exalted so high, that it shall be cast down when the Spirit works, then we become such a Capernaum before the Lord. And then we give the Lord so many reasons that he shall trouble himself no more with us, that he shall leave us to ourselves. Ah, when the Lord works, and when that tenderness becomes less, then how many fears they can have in their heart, and how the prayers may be multiplied, and then what a wonder it becomes. And again, that is not because of their worthiness, but that is that one-sided work. That is the great mercy of the Lord, that it may be declared. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, oh alas, how often in the life of God's people they can wander about this earth without receiving a special token. Ah, when it is tender, what a blessing it is. After some days, not some months, and not some years. And it was noised that he was in the house. And then we read that many were gathered together, that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And thus in Capernaum they have heard, they have experienced that a great prophet has risen up among them, and that he has done many works already in the chapter before. Then we read that he has healed the leper, and so many people have come together in that house. And concerning that house, there are different thoughts whether it was in the house. Many houses in those days, they also had a courthouse, whether it was in the courthouse, the house, or in both. Nevertheless, the people, then they have come to hear him. That is a great blessing and a great privilege when there is still a desire to hear the word of the living God. And now in our text words, then we read of one who was lame. And they came unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four, thus boys and girls. How far he was paralyzed is not known, but it is very clear that he could not walk. And who maketh you to differ? Who maketh us to differ? When we may be given to go in and out, the psalmist in Psalm 139, verse 14 has exclaimed, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. How necessary each time by renewal, that we may be given to pause and to consider all our common mercies, which we find so normal and which we take so for granted, or as a different congregation. How has it been in this week? Have we paused and considered? When we consider all the misery, all the trouble upon the world, when we think of the many institutions of mercy, when we think of the many Mephibosheths crippled upon both legs, when we think of those that are confined to a wheelchair or to a bed by day and by night, and that we may still receive strength for the use of our limbs because we have learned from Reverend Hellenbrook concerning the providence of the Lord, concerning that concurrence, that cooperation, that the Lord has to give strength for each movement that we make, then how necessary that many times we are given to pause and to consider what we use our blessings and strength for. Is it only for self, or is it also for the coming of the kingdom of God? Paul has written to the Romans in Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And now in the scriptures, when we read of the many healings which the Lord Jesus Christ has performed, that gives much natural instruction, but that also grants spiritual instruction Oh, in our text words we read that this paralyzed man, that he has received blessings for a soul, and that he has received blessings for his body. And now when we consider this paralyzed man, is that not a type of natural man? Oh, when the Lord has created our first parents as the jewel of creation, and then in Adam and in Eve, they were not paralyzed concerning the things of the Lord, no. And then they had a single eye to his glory, and they were given to walk sweet communion, Lord, with thee. And they were given to praise their creator and their benefactor. But now through our deep fall in Adam, in our natural state, then in how many ways do we not resemble a paralyzed man? Then that paralyzed man, then he has lost much of his feeling. And is it so not with a natural man that he feels not his deep misery? How far he has fallen, then he is so numb for the things of the Lord. Oh, what Thomas Boston has stated in a sermon in his day, that it was such a sermon-proof generation that they were so used to those theological terms concerning the fears of hell and concerning the joys of heaven, that they have become so paralyzed and so numb. Oh, do by nature we not resemble that paralyzed man concerning our desires concerning the living God? Oh, have we not become paralyzed? Have we not become lame concerning so many faculties that the Lord has created us so perfectly with? Oh, the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 32, he was given to declare that he was given to run in the way of the Lord's commandments. Oh, after our deep fall, concerning the worldly things, concerning the riches and the pleasures of this world, then man has not become paralyzed. And oh, then when the trumpet is blown, then they are given to hear and given to follow. But concerning the things of the Lord, concerning the one thing needful for our never-dying soul, then how paralyzed we have become. Oh, concerning the exceeding sinfulness of sin, the natural man still a blessing, when we may still have a conscience that speaks, and that we live not so easy upon the world. I hope there are many, and that it may bring us to our knees. But congregation, we need a renewed heart. We need the work of the Spirit, that the lameless, that paralyzed condition, that it may be removed. How numb we are concerning our heavenly high guilt, that we can add to our guilt day by day and continue to live as if this is our eternity. Thus that paralyzed man, he was lying on his bed, on his couch, day by day, unable to heal himself. It's not all written in God's word. Perhaps he has sought out doctors, but he was paralyzed still. When we consider that paralyzed man, let us say it so, congregation, then there can be things, we have stated, still a blessing when we have a tender and a speaking conscience, but that shall also become more and more paralyzed when we are so busy seeking the things of the world that it seems that there is no time left to think about our never-dying soul. When we seek hard after the worldly and sinful things, we shall become more and more paralyzed. Could mention other things, alcohol, drugs, pornography, then we become more and more paralyzed, that we still come up under the means of grace, but that we feel it's still a blessing when there may be a sense of guilt, but more and more paralyzed. And now, concerning that paralyzed condition, maybe there are souls that ask, but does that now only apply to the unconverted? Or is it also oftentimes that it is the condition of the true child of God? There is a people that know that it is so. That they have to confess already a blessing, Lord, for so many callings, so many blessings, abundant instruction, so many dealings, that indeed I am as a Capernaum, a city so richly blessed. But Lord, how am I thus? Can be many reasons. Think of a David in Psalm 32, when there was unrepented sin for more than 9 months. He was, as it were, paralyzed not to come on that place where he has become the guilty one and cried mightily unto his God for pardoning. Can also be, because of fear and fright. We think in natural life, then we can meet with circumstances or receive a tiding that, as it were, that we freeze. And so it can also be in the life of the true child. Unfathomable ways, mysterious providences, where it seems that it can no more. Job 17, verse 11, has exclaimed, "My days are past, the thoughts of my heart are broken off." The church can be so paralyzed. Do we not read in Proverbs 13, verse 12, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick," that they can come to such a low estate? Oh, paralyzed because of riddles, because of questions. No answer yet has brought relief. The church can become paralyzed because of their silence. Think of an Eli when he was not given to honestly deal with his sons when they were priests, when sins were committed. Then surely he has become silent. Do we not read in Amos 5, verse 13, that the prudent shall keep silent because it shall be an evil day? Oh, a paralyzed church, concerning their state, so many questions, and where they hoped to go from strength to strength, hoped to become holier and holier, and where it is going so different than they have thought, and that there is a voice that says, you must no more speak, because it is becoming evident that it is not right if it was true. If the Lord had truly begun, would it not be different? Oh, as that paralyzed man, unable to deliver himself. But now this paralyzed man, he had a great privilege, and that is that he had four friends, true friends, that have stood at his side. They have not left him over to his lot, but they have become exercised with their friend that was so paralyzed, because those friends, they have also heard of Jesus in Capernaum. He has healed other ones. Those friends had an impression that the only hope for their paralyzed friend was that he would be brought to Jesus. That paralyzed man, he had not feet to walk. Our second thought, the four friends' kindness, because we read that he was born of four men. In Proverbs 17, verse 17, we read, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. And in Proverbs 8, verse 24, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Thus, concerning these four friends, the case of their friend that he was so paralyzed that became bound upon their heart. And then when they have heard that again, he entered into Capernaum after many days, then we read, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. What a privilege and what a blessing it is when that may take place in the midst of the church. Because this paralyzed man, that was a case that was too great and too heavy to be borne by one. And so we could think of different ones where the case becomes so heavy, so impossible. Oh, it is true. When the Lord may bless it, there are many cases in the Bible where there was one that has brought one to Jesus. Think of Andrew and John 1. He has brought his brother Peter. Think of Philip. He has brought Nathaniel. Thus then we read of different ones. Think of the Canaanitish woman. She came alone with a daughter that was possessed of the devil. But this paralyzed man, he was too heavy to be born of one. Then we could think of very rebellious ones. Hope we may not become such a rebellious one that we may remain tender under God's word. Could think of prodigal sons. Can think of different addictions. Oh, that it seems too heavy to be born by one. It is true in James 5, verse 16. The prayer of the righteous availeth much when it may be in faith. The Lord is a wonder-doing God. But now, when it may become true, a burden bound upon the hearts of different ones, and may be brought because we have a beautiful type and example of prayer. And Christ has even said in Matthew 18, verse 19, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. Thus, what a beautiful picture, boys and girls, you can picture it. That is for friends, they have come. And they have said, today we have heard that Jesus has entered into Capernaum. What part the friend have? Maybe the paralyzed man is also asked. It is not all written in God's word. It is very clear that that paralyzed man, that he had a need inwardly about a soul, concerned about his sins, and the need concerning his body. Nevertheless, boys and girls, you can picture it, that they have picked him up, his bed, and that there were four friends, one at each corner, and multiply it out, father, mother, church, school. Here we have four. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12, a threefold cord is not easily broken. We could mention older brothers and sisters, friends, thus one in each corner. What would have happened, boys and girls, if one of those friends would have let that bed go? Then you can picture it. Then that man would have fell on the ground. Thus a beautiful picture and a beautiful type of a church, united prayer, bound upon the heart, bringing a sinner or the church. What a blessing it is when the further led church, when concerned souls may be bound upon the heart, when it may be a bound up case, the church learns that it is the work of the Spirit, because what they bind upon their own shoulders, that shall soon roll off. But when the Lord, according to Romans 8, verse 26, grants the spirit of prayer and of supplication, and when there may be a storming of the throne of grace, I read in Matthew 11, verse 12, that in the time of the John the Baptist, then the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Thus, what a beautiful picture when we may see these four men, when they have taken their friend, they each had a part. Oh, it was too difficult to carry that man alone, but that they have carried him together and that they have brought him to Jesus. Oh, then it is written in our text words that those four men, they also had faith, because Jesus was given to speak of their faith, not only of the paralyzed man, but also of the men that have brought that paralyzed man. Then those men, they were given to do what their hand found to do. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, whatever thy hand findeth to do, do it with might, for there is no power nor device, nor wisdom nor knowledge in the grave, whither thou goest. And now, those four men, they have come with a great discouragement, a trial of their faith. They came to the house where Jesus was, and that place was so thronged that it was impossible for them to go through the crowd with their paralyzed friend and set him at the feet of Jesus. What must they now do? must they now say, we have done our duty, we have done what we could, that they say, friend, sorry, impossible, we must return you to your home. Oh, those four friends, they felt that the case was urgent for their paralyzed friend, their only hope, that he may be placed before Jesus, who can heal to the uttermost. And then, boys and girls, you know what they have done. You know that in Bible times, that many roofs, they were flat. And then they have climbed on the roof, they tell us. Many houses, they had a stair. Maybe not all houses, it's not so clear. Sometime it seems to be that the houses were close together. They could walk from one house rooftop to the other, nevertheless. Ah, for those friends and for that paralyzed man, there was a great, there was an urgent, a desperate need. For that man, his only hope was that he may come at the feet of Jesus and be healed. And then we know, there must have also been those talkers within. Because to break up a roof, that is quite something. To interrupt the preaching of Jesus would make noise. When they would break up that roof, some of that roof would undoubtedly fall upon the crowd. Thus, what as talkers, the inside talkers, there must have been, men, you have did your best, you have tried, it is best that you go home. But urgent, desperate, is there a desperate soul in my midst? That needs one thing, can also be temporal matters, but we hope to hear concerning that paralyzed man that the first blessing he has received, that was concerning his soul. Oh, that man, they have broken up the roof, and they have let that paralyzed man down before Jesus. And now it is remarkable in our text words that in our history that those four men and that paralyzed man did not speak one word. Maybe they were not so fluent. But those four men, they have used the talents they had. They were strong. And they have carried their friend and let him down before Jesus. And what do you think, congregation? Shall Jesus then leave that paralyzed man lie in his condition? Then I think everyone shall say, the boys and girls, young and old, no, that cannot be. Ah, for those that may come with their needs, with their sin, with their guilt, when they may come before Jesus, then Jesus shall not leave them lie. Are there such souls in my midst? Then do likewise. Then I hear one say, but I am so lame. and that shall be the experience. Ah, the church shall learn that it is all of grace. Oh, poor sinners, if you cannot run, then crawl, but come, because what precious invitations that are in the scriptures for poor and needy sinners. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Do we not read in John 6, verse 37, all that the Father hath given me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. That is our third thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 183, the stanzas 2 and 4. Blessed be the Lord who daily our heavy burden bears, the God of our salvation, who for us people cares, and what follows, Psalter 183, the stanzas 2 and 4. the paralytic man brought to Jesus, the man's deplorable condition, the four friends' kindness, and now thirdly, Jesus's twofold healing. Then the four men and the paralyzed man, does not recorded that they have said anything, but with a heart of love for Jesus, and they were given to trust that the Lord was able to heal to the uttermost. That silence of those men, that also implied a bowing before Jesus and under Jesus. And now Jesus, when Jesus saw their faith, thus their faith, not only of the paralyzed man, but also of those four friends, then it is clear in our history that that paralyzed man, that he was not only troubled, that he was paralyzed, but that by the work of the Holy Spirit, that he has learned that he was a sinner. He has received true saving faith to believe in God, learned his sins, and when he has heard of Jesus, that he has performed many wonders, given to believe that he was the Messiah, and that he was able and willing to save him. Although the church learns all undeserved and that it is sinned away. We also read this history in Matthew 9, the first 8 verses, and in Luke 5, the verses 18 through 26. And then in Matthew, then Christ has also said to that paralyzed man, be of good cheer. That means that that paralyzed man, that he had many fears and many questions. Because for a man that is not cast down, you do not have to say, Jesus does not waste his grace, although the gospel comes to all people. But now Jesus has said, be of good cheer. And then he has said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. How did that paralyzed man know that Jesus was speaking to him personally? Because Jesus has described the condition of that man. Because that paralyzed man has learned what a sinner he is. And to that end, a special address, oh, that man could say, I am now a man that needs the full pardon of sin. Is that also your condition, congregation? Do you also need the forgiveness of sins, boys and girls? Of course, with our mind, we know it. But has our sin become real? Has the Lord shed his love abroad in our heart? Have we learned to cry for mercy? Would that message, son, thy sins be forgiven thee, Is that now a message that we need and that we ask for? Are there souls that have said unto the Lord, Lord, if I may now hear that message, then I shall be the happiest soul upon the whole world, when that burden of my sin, when it may be rolled off my back, completely blotted out, and that I may appear before thee without my sins, because that message, 1 John 1 verse 7, that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin, that comes to all of us. But has that message now received value in our life? And now for a people that is burdened, and when by the Spirit those precious messages may be applied and enter into the heart, then they are given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. What that must have been, because it was the first blessing that that paralyzed man has received. Son, when Jesus, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Oh, we can picture that man, that upon his face, a heavenly glow has come upon it. Because when Christ speaks, he speaks with authority. And then Christ has also given the application of those words. Then that man was given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. All his sins, original, actual, forgiven. For the comfort of the church, they need to be led. How that it is possible, but that man has experienced the application of what an encouragement for poor sinners to come with all their sins, with all their burdens at the feet of Jesus. And their only hope, mercy and mercy alone. But, that's a but. Oh, those four friends. Do we not read in Proverbs 11, verse 25, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered himself. Oh, those four friends. They were given to rejoice with their paralyzed friend, the special blessing that that friend has received, and that shall be the experience of the true church of God. When the Spirit binds a matter upon the heart, receive much opening at the throne of grace, can even be a promise, then such a soul shall experience much of the special favor of the Lord. But we read in that house, read the same in Luke 5, the verses 16 and 17. Scribes and Pharisees from Galilee and from Jerusalem, they were also sitting in that house. They were also listening to the sermon of Jesus. But it was not with a need, it was not with a burden of sin and with a burden of guilt. But it seemed to be, maybe not all the time, there were also Pharisees converted to the Lord, but in a way of jealousy, in the way of envy. And then they have reasoned in their heart how it was possible that Jesus could speak these words. Thus, that means that in our history, we have three wonders. The first, that that man was forgiven him of all his sins. The second wonder was that Jesus, that he has perceived what those Pharisees were thinking. Still the same this morning. The Lord knows most perfectly how we have come up to God's house, how we sin in church, our thoughts. Everything is known. Psalm 139. Thus that is the second wonder. And then they were reasoning how it was possible that Jesus could forgive sins. Of course, when Jesus was upon the earth, it was a special time. We read in John 10, verse 30, that the Father and the Son are one. Then the Son was also given to speak on behalf of the Father, that the sins of this paralyzed man were forgiven. But now that they may see that Jesus was the promised Messiah, to that end, then he is said, and that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed. Thus we do not read that that man needed much therapy to strengthen his limbs. No, Jesus has done a perfect work. He has taken up his bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God. When we read that word all in the scriptures, then it does not refer to each and every one, but that there were many, and they were not only amazed, but they were also given to glorify God. We never saw it on this fashion. And in Luke 5, verse 26, the people have said to one another, we have seen strange things today. May it please the Lord to work those wonders in our midst. It is a great privilege and a great blessing when the needs of our fellow man, unconverted, another child of God, office bearer, may be bound upon the heart. We think of the scriptures, what a beautiful examples we have. The Shunammite woman, when her son has died, she has taken that boy and laid him upon the bed of Elisha in that way to lay him before the Lord. We think of Acts 12, when Peter was in prison, then we read specifically that the church was given to make prayer for him unceasingly. We think of church history, many examples. Martin Luther, when he was studying in the University of Erfurt, when he was about 20 years old, he became very sick, and the physicians feared for his life. But then he is given to tell us, and that was such an encouragement, because he felt that the Lord was speaking to him. As the Lord has spoken unto Samuel, then a priest came, and he said, brother, you shall not die of this disease, because the Lord has a great work for you to do. Many times it is from the older concerning the younger. But it is also recorded of Edward VI, King of England after Henry VIII, from his 10th through his 16th year. And when he was about 14 years old, his teacher became very sick. And there came a messenger to that young boy, and he said, that your teacher shall die. But Edwards VI says no, because I have been on my knees in this morning, and the Lord has given prayer and answered that prayer, that my teacher shall be spared. They were amazed and glorified God. May the Lord grant those wonderful things in a richer measure among us and our children in this dark and evil time. And what are those wonders? When sinners may be converted, when they may become burdened with their sins, oh, the wonder. When the Lord grants much and unceasing prayer at the throne of grace for the coming of his kingdom and the glory of his name. Ah, the wonders when those seeking souls, when they may come at the feet of Jesus, and when they may experience and hear, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Ah, those wonderful things also in the way of providence, because the Lord shall take care of us people. Ah, that paralyzed man, how different he has went home than he has come. He was carried by four men, paralyzed with the burden of a sin. How he must have rejoiced and sang of the wonderful things of the Lord through thee alone, because of thy sovereign good pleasure. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have indeed heard of wonderful things in this morning hour, where thou hast manifested thy love, thy mercy, thy grace, and thy power. Wilt thou work those wonderful things in a richer measure amongst us and our children? Thou hast commanded the church to cease without praying. Ah, Lord, thou knowest of self how paralyzed our prayers and our thanksgiving is. Of self does not go higher than the ceiling, but ah, Lord, thou hast a people that know of those times when it is different, and when also their fellow travelers may be bound upon the heart, Lord, perhaps different souls in our midst, we hope so, that there may be those that have brought this one or that one, as so often at the throne of grace, and no answer yet has given relief, where it seems all so impossible. Ah, it was also impossible for those four friends, but a way was made. Lord, grant so the spirit of prayer and of supplication unto us and our children above all things, that many may be wrought upon, and the further leadings. Ah, may there have sat souls in thy house in this morning with a holy jealousy and with the cry, Ach, Lord, may I now receive the portion of that paralyzed man, that my sins may be pardoned. Then I have everything. Watch over us in this Sabbath day. May we be given to keep it holy. Grant fathers and mothers freedom to speak to their children. Grant traveling mercies and return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. our closing Psalter, Psalter 310. The stanzas 3, 4, and 5. Most kind and righteous is the Lord. Our God is merciful indeed, delighting ever to afford his help to me in time of need. Consistory wishes to announce that the Banner of Truth and the Living and Learning magazine are at the exit. Psalter 310, 3, 4, and 5. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.